You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Lead NBA writer for The Athletic in the Stadium, Brian Andino, Shams Charania, had this to say about 45 minutes ago.
Should the Knicks get that number one pick, how will they plan to build around Zion Williamson?
The Knicks getting that number one overall pick impacts the Anthony Davis potential trade talks. I'm told if the Knicks get that number one overall pick, they would then shift their focus toward a potential deal for Anthony Davis in Zion Williamson with the number one overall pick and potentially Kevin Knox, you know, their prized rookie who had a stellar campaign, really started to develop over the course of the season. They could pair both of those guys in a trade for Anthony Davis, and there might not be another team out there that has a better package than the Knicks if they were able to get that number one overall pick. So that's where really the Knicks would shift their focus, and that would arm them in free agency with Anthony Davis and all these star players, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, list goes on and on. Most of these guys want to play with other stars, want to play on teams that can compete deep and long in playoff runs. And that's exactly what Anthony Davis would give the Knicks. He would give them a guy that they could then try to sway Kevin Durant to come joining that franchise. So there's a lot of potential for the Knicks on lottery night tonight. But like you said, they have as great as odds as a couple other teams in this draft lottery. The lottery is as much of a crapshoot as there is in the NBA.
So that was Shams 45 minutes ago. Guys, right after that, it was report after report after report. Bleacher Report's now tweet. Everyone's kind of picked that up, that the Knicks are letting it be known. Hey, we win. We will try to trade for Anthony Davis. You said it's a game
war.
Now. Yeah, it's a bidding war now. If you're David Griffin right now, you love this news. Dino, you love this news.
David Griffin most certainly is loving the news. This would set the future and the direction of where the Pelicans are also going, yep, which is what you want. You want to get that Smoothie King Center rocking. You want to have the culture change.
I think
change.
It's a win-win for everybody. The
hands
league, AD,
down.
Can go to New York, be on Times Square billboards. KD can go do whatever you need. He's in the East, not in the West. You don't have to play him to try to beat him. And you get your guy that can kind of bring excitement to your crop.
Absolutely.
Eric, we're going to go to you in a quick second. Well, actually, Eric, you're up first. Thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. What you got?
Hey, God bless you. How you doing?
Good, man.
Considering the history of the Knicks being a poorly run organization and how the Pelicans are run, would AD still be receptive to going to New York for long term, considering how they underperform?
I do, especially if Kevin Durant goes there. And again, remember, it's New York. It's the limelight. It's the ancillary things that go on place aside from trying to win over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say what Gus said too, man. I think it's the idea that I don't think it's about winning as much as Anthony Davis is leading on, because if you think about how he said all 29 teams
all
are
29
and then you look at some of the teams that he actually put on his list, they're not exactly powerhouse winning teams. I think this is about market and money for Anthony Davis, not winning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, David Griffin, do you go after Zion or you still try to keep AD? Which one is he more interested in, AD or Zion? That's David Griffin.
Zion, if it's available. Mm-hmm. And I say that because AD, Dino, as you said, he doesn't want to be here.
AD doesn't want to be here, and the upside for Zion Williamson is so much greater. He's also a guy that can create his own shot. He's a guy that actually is going to make players around him better. And like we spoke to Chip a little while ago, is the fact that he's a good teammate. And additionally, he has never shied away from those big moments to be that young and be able to score himself or put his team in a better position. So the kid is actually ready.
Dude, the comeback at Virginia Tech this year,
single-handedly.
Right? I mean, just the guy didn't give up, doesn't quit.
Impacted both sides of the court.
Incredible.
Yeah.
All right, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. 800-998-1003. Lee, what you got for us?
Hey, the pleasure and the honor to be talking to
the three-headed monster of Louisiana basketball. I'm loving it. Hey, good to hear you, Dino and Brian. Hey, guys, my question, I've heard this earlier on ESPN. I don't know if it was Wojnarowski or whoever was reporting this, but somebody was saying that they didn't feel like the Pelicans had any leverage. That was number one. So I'm gonna go talk to the basketball czar, our local basketball czar, Dino, and ask Dino, and I'm going to ask Brian the same question. And you too, Gus. Do y'all feel that the Pelicans have leverage? Yes or no?
Yes. Why would they have no leverage? I don't understand why anybody would say that.
Unequivocally, yeah. The Pels have all the leverage right now because AD is who everybody wants on their basketball team right now. So the cards are actually in the Pels' favor.
I agree. I agree.
I couldn't believe they were saying that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brian.
No, brother, I was just saying, I couldn't agree more with that. If anybody doesn't think the Pelicans have leverage, please explain to me where the hell Anthony Davis is going to go while he's under contract. It's not like he can, you know, stay home, miss out. He's already tanked one season of his career by saying he wanted to be out and basically didn't play a full effort when he did play. So I don't think Anthony Davis has any leverage at this point. The only thing they can point to is saying Anthony Davis has the keys to saying he won't re-sign with whatever team. But guess what? Just in the case of Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and other teams, there are teams who will take that gamble and say, we don't care if you sign long-term or not. We need you for 1 year because all teams need is one championship to change their franchise.
That's exactly right. Hey, guys, let me ask y'all another question. Do anybody know if y'all mentioned it earlier? I'm sorry. I missed it. But who is Zion Williamson's agent? Please tell me it's not Clutch.
I don't know who he signed with just yet.
I think that matters.
I'm with you. He's got to have signed by now. But the fact that I haven't heard that or seen that tells me it may not be Clutch. Because we would have heard that. Right? Yeah. I mean, that's something that would have been tweeted by Shams, Wojnarowski. Somebody would have tweeted, you know, the latest win for LeBron. I mean, yeah, not just that, Lee. You have everyone in the world tweeting, uh-oh, he's going to be a Laker. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you would have heard that before. Brian, what you got?
Well, there's a reason why. Because as of now, Zion Williamson still has not signed with an NBA agent. This is of 2 hours ago. There was a story that came out about that Clutch Sports is still in play. Is the way that this was labeled. So as of right now, he hasn't signed. But truthfully, if you're Zion Williamson, you don't need an agent, and you definitely don't need Clutch Sports because Zion is a big name, so he doesn't need that.
You're going to need the agent to get all the other deals and everything else and deal with it.
That would be later on, but as far as signing an NBA contract.
You go with the parents.
You can always use the parents, and not to mention that, but I mean, I think sometimes we overvalue what it is an agent does. An agent is usually used to get you in the door and get the deals there for you. When you're Zion Williamson, you don't go for the deals. The deals come to you.
Right. Well, guys, I expect to go to Venice tonight, so I don't know if you guys are going to be there. But if you guys are there, I'm going to be there in that number watching the draft. Also, I wanted to comment before I left. I wanted to ask Dino about the other situation, but I never asked him about that. Anyway, guys, enjoy the show. The draft goes our way tonight. And I like the fact that Zion Williams is an alpha dog. And he's a kid. He's a young kid. He's not even, hadn't even played in the NBA already. We so desperately needed AD to be, and he's not. So I'm just going to, it's not a parting shot to AD. I'm just calling it like it is.
There he goes, Lee. I think somebody's trying to call Lee on the other line. Going in and out. The Bima on Twitter. I can see this happening. Team X gets first pick and trades to the Pels for AD. AD jumps for joy and hurts himself, thus voiding the trade. Let me tell you something. Again, Jake Madison of Locked On Pels said he thinks the trade will take place quickly once the lottery takes place. I jokingly said if the Knicks win the draft today, the lottery, David Griffin's not leaving the building without a handshake deal on the trade. I do it right then and there. Like, you want to break the news cycle? I mean, right there,
They don't even need to have the
right
deal.
There.
Do it like AD and LeBron did. Just kind of, you know, have those two standing
just
with
right
each other,
there,
their hands over their mouths. And have somebody photo op that.
As the Knicks represent, I think it's Patrick Ewing. As Patrick Ewing smiles and is clapping and he shakes the hand, then you just see a little bald-headed guy just walking right in front and a little couple handshakes.
Just a little nod and wink.
And then you see them hug and then they put their arms together and then they say, come here, come over here. We just made a trade. We're going to get Anthony to happen. Just do it right there. There's no need to discuss anything.
Griffin and AD don't even need to have the...
No, they don't need to even have the meeting.
As James Dolan gets on his yacht to get out of New York City. Because let me tell you, there's going to be a burn.
Jordan is looking at social media right now. How would you say is the fans' reactions?
They're all saying, oh, it's going to be dumb. If the Knicks trade Zion,
we're talking about James Dolan.
They're gonna have KD and AD on the team. That's an instant championship winning team.
That's James Dolan. He's probably gonna be playing in the band while the draft is going on. He doesn't care.
Corey, thanks for calling us on the Sports Hangover. What you got, man?
Hey, how y'all doing today, gentlemen? If the report is true and if the being the number one pick and we trade AD to New York. Where do the Pels go with the Boston deal? You think they can try to maneuver like a Rozier or something like that in free agent? That's pretty much out the question.
Now, I think in the idea of Terry Rozier is because he's a free agent and he's all openly said he doesn't care where he goes. Because
he wants to get out.
Yeah, he wants to get out.
He
was
said
too
that this
difficult.
Morning. He was on First Take and he said, I want out.
He said it was too difficult playing with Kyrie Irving. So I think he wants his chance to kind of, you know, maybe be the lead point guard, get that shine that, you know, he was missing being in Boston. So I don't think they actually have to make a deal for Terry Rozier. I think at this point, it's just a matter of what can the Pelicans do to surround themselves with as much talent as possible? If that's Terry Rozier, go for it. If you can find a way to trade with Boston, should the Knicks not get that first pick, whatever you do, collect as much talent as possible so you can put a winning basketball team on the floor faster than what you've seen over the last 7-8 years.
Brian, we living in a world right now where a lot of things kind of leaked out. I mean, you see it with the NFL, with the schedule. There's no way, no how that the NBA is leaking that number one pick out, or they just pretty much keeping it close to the vest.
Nah, man. Don't. When it comes to the NBA, there's nothing Adam Silver ever leaks out. I mean, sorry, keeps close to the vest. Everything gets leaked because Adam Silver loves the attention. If you pay attention just over the last year, I want you to think about this for a split second. The NBA has dominated the headlines over a one-year period, whether that be the NBA offseason, whether that be the NBA draft, whether it's coming in this year with Zion, the NBA season, the playoffs, everything that has taken place over the last year, even with the Saints no-calling, everything that's going on in the NFL, the NBA has been the dominating. Oh, by the way, that story about Adam Silver and the NFL trying to get him to, that wasn't accidentally leaked on purpose. You know, so everything the NBA does, it's on purpose to get their attention.
There are no accidental leaks.
Wow.
Accidentally on purpose is how it's done.
That's what it is. We get the number one pick without trading Davis. So we turn our attention to Boston to see what's going on with Tatum and Brown, or it just they go to another direction.
Pels get the number one pick, and they are in the driver's seat to do
whatever they want. Exactly. Because remember, look, they get the number one pick. I don't think my brain can handle what the possibilities.
I think what happens at that point, Corey, is that then we start to see a whole lot of chatter about maybe Anthony Davis is starting to reconsider a soft in his position.
I think that's what you expect to hear. Beignets, man.
Crawfish, baby.
Crawfish
and daiquiris.
Yeah, you remember me and Boogie on the float, me and Zion on a float.
I got caught up in the moment.
I didn't mean it.
I got bad advice.
You can't say that.
That boy's going to be begging like Keith Sweat if the Pelicans get the number one pick.
Yikes.
Listen. I was a part of New Orleans culture for 7 years. I want to be part of the next culture for the next 7 years.
When we come back, I'm going to tell you what I think needs to happen for that to happen if that happened.
Huh?
If that makes any sense, what I just said. It did in my head. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. Joe Myers, when we come back. Don't you
Start your summer at a Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Shop now online or in person at Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Our new Express Store makes shopping online easier than ever. And we now offer home delivery. Get the all-new 2019 Tundra TSS Off-Road for just $32,990. That's just $32,990 for a new off-road Tundra four-door. Or buy a Greg LeBlanc Toyota 2018 Camry pre-owned for just $17,990. Shop online. Shop now at GregLeBlancToyota.com. Tundra model 8239 MSRP 38449. $4,500 rebate. $959 discount. Camry pre-owned stock number 29027 1A. Several to choose plus DTNL.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without rustling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck to a backhoe without wasting any time at all. So you can haul gravel, till soil, cut grass, or do any job in between, because when things just click, work just gets done. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Visit Home A Tractor today, your locally owned John Deere dealer specializing in sales, parts, and service since 1987.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning-fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in First Comprehensive Sports Medicine Program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
Guardians of the grass, run with us on a John Deere X300 Select Series lawn tractor built for versatility. Because when you take pride in your lawn, you do it all. You mulch, bag, haul, grow, mow, and a whole lot more. And that's why the X300 Series takes care of everything with attachments for all your spring and summer projects. Because you're not just doing yard work, you're creating common ground for the whole neighborhood to enjoy. Nothing runs like a deer. Run with us. Search John Deere X300 for more.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back to ESPN New Orleans. Gus Kattengill, Brian Bieniemy, Dino Hansen as well. We are just having a party now, thanks to those reports in studio. You should hear the amount of general managing that is going on right now during the breaks. Joel Myers, voice of your New Orleans Pelicans, at Joel Myers NBA. It's the way to follow him over on Twitter. Joel, happy lottery day to you.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll be celebrating tomorrow as well. Hopefully that's going to be the case.
I don't know if you're doing it, but we are. I'm refreshing so fast on the Twitter timeline right now, trying to get anything, any kind of news that goes on. It is incredible when you think of the potential of this offseason, Joel, not just Pelicans related, but just across the landscape of the NBA. We spoke with Marcus Thompson, who wrote the book on KD, the Bay Area columnist for The Athletic, talking about KD's, you know, growth and potential, what that domino could do as well. AD potentially, just so many storylines, Joel, this offseason. Can you recall an offseason in the NBA this potentially big?
Well, each year you got to remember, Gus, each year it changes because the league's growing. And I've said to you before, it's going to be the number two sport in the world if it isn't already. And look at the television ratings over the last weekend, which gives you a pretty good idea of where the league is headed. So I'm not surprised by anything. And each summer it gets better for all of us that are on radio or on television because it gives us more to talk about, to speculate about. But it's all healthy. It's very healthy, and it's a really positive what's going on with the Pels now with the addition of David Griffin and somebody who's been there, done that, and has not only won the lottery, but he's won a championship in Cleveland. Granted, LeBron was there, but David had to put the right parts around him, the complementary players, the role players. He did that effectively. So it's going to be – these are the best of times, starting now, the Pels.
Joel, we spoke with several people that knew David right after the hire. In his introductory press conference, you spoke about knowing him in and around the NBA circles and covering the league as long as you have as well. What kind of person did Pelicans fans get in leading their organization?
Upfront, very bright, articulate, well thought. In anything he does, there's a lot of research, a lot of planning. He's been in the league for better than 20 years. He's done his Malcolm Gladwell outliers 10,000 hours. So the Pel's got a guy. Timing's everything in life. You know that. And the guy that they have right now is in the prime of his basketball life. And I mean that as an executive. So it's a really good, as I bring up the word healthy again, it's going to be good for all of us because now the league needs to take the Pelicans seriously. Before, it was a couple of years, the guy would be there and then be gone again. That was kind of patched together. But I think now there's going to be the growth organically, investing in our own guys and keeping our draft picks. We're not going to tag them to a guy just to get rid of a bad contract.
Joel, this is Brian. First and foremost, please forgive if you hear any excitement in my voice, but it's really an honor for me to have a chance to interview you because I respect what you do so much. So just want to say thanks for coming on. And, you know, I guess to get to the original question, that would be, with the NBA dominating the headlines as it has over the past year, how do you think that bodes well for a Pelicans franchise? Kind of, you know, maybe now with the chance to be young and on the come up and a chance to kind of rebuild with the culture of New Orleans in mind instead of kind of maybe rebuilding in more of a generic fashion?
Well, it's a good question, and thank you for the kind words. First of all, it's a great time for, I get a kick out of when people say markets like New Orleans can't succeed. Mm-hmm. A, they can succeed. And Milwaukee's proof of that when you invest in your own. And you get Adetokounmpo 15th overall, Brogdon 35th, you add parts around it, you make a great deal a year into his career, a second-round pick like Chris Middleton. This market, remember, guys, the last two seasons, and I've brought it up to you before, Gus and guys, the last year's finals out of the 30 teams in the NBA, forget about the Bay Area and forget about number one and two were the Bay Area and Cleveland, obviously. They had the most eyes. You know who number three was? It was New Orleans. And then at the end of the season, the partners, ABC, Turner, TNT, they put together the 30 teams and their share of audience and what the network did, 1 through 30. And New Orleans was once again number three. So the foundation, the groundwork's already been laid. People love basketball here. They are ready to invest. But now you've got to give them a reason to invest. And I think that's what David and his group are going to do. I think it's going to be a great time for all of us. It's going to take a little while, but there's going to be a natural and a gradual ascension of this franchise. Mrs. B wants it to work. She wants it to succeed. These are going to be good days. As I said, these are really healthy times for all of us.
Speaking with Joel Myers, voice of the Pels, Fox Sports New Orleans at Joel Myers NBA. With your years of service in the league, I think this is a good person as any to ask this question because this is what David has to think of too. You sort of get a chance to build foundationally your franchise. Looking at today's NBA and forecasting 3 to 5 years from now, what kind of team do you want to build? You know, you got a guy in Jrue Holiday that showed his leadership's chops and basically says, I want to be here. So that's good. You got to have somebody like that wants to be here. So maybe that's a foundational piece. But aside from him, let's just say, Joel, what kind of team would you build? If you were playing a video game, you got to build your franchise and you're at the controller. What kind of team do you need? Is it 3-point shooting? Can you still be effective with somebody that's dominant in the low post? Is it youth and veteran? How do you mix your team if you got a clean slate to build your franchise?
Well, put it this way. You need a balance, and we already saw that. T.J. McCollum, he didn't get them the win on Beyond the Arc. He got them the win from about 15 to 16 feet. Evan Turner helped them get a win with 14 points because he was inside the arc. So you need balance in your roster construction. The one thing I think that everybody wants here more than anything else, guys that are grinders, guys that are willing to outwork the opposition, guys that aren't there for style points. So we built this team recently around the arc, guys that didn't exactly mix it up inside. I think that's going to be changing, not overnight, but I do think it's going to change where you have workaholics, guys that don't mind mixing it up, and then everybody can rally around them. I think this is going to be an interesting, you bring up a good question, because you do in your roster construction where everybody says you need four guards, you need two bigs, whatever it might be, but you also need guys with big motors. Mm-hmm. And regardless of their size and how fast they are and how capable they are beyond the arc, how much are they willing to work? Are they going to be the first guy on the floor for loose ball? Are they going to win the 50-50 balls? So I think that's what we all want to see more than anything else. Guys that are fully invested, that are all in and want to be in New Orleans. It's a great place to live. Everybody knows it. Now, get them here, and we'll show them as well how good it can be.
Joe, can we change gears a little bit and talk about the playoffs as we get things back underway again tonight? If you will, talk about the Eastern Conference playoff. What's your take on it, and who do you think comes out of that?
Well, Milwaukee's got the momentum. Milwaukee was the best team from start to finish. Now, there may be a certain amount of depth if Van Fleet plays well and a couple of other guys off the bench, like Ibaka showed in Game 7, he's capable. Not necessarily consistent, but capable. But Milwaukee, remember, they've got Mike Budenholzer, who is a very, very good coach. Whether it was in Atlanta or all those years, like 14, 15 seasons with Greg Popovich in San Antonio, and he's proven that he can adjust to his personnel. Look at Milwaukee's done this year in his first year. They were the best team in the NBA. So they all, in a transition year, usually with a new head coach, they killed a lot of people. So I think it's going to be really good and really even, but I do like Milwaukee because they were the most consistent and the best team out of the East all year long. And then when it comes to the Western Conference, I just hope Portland can give them a run for their money because their backcourt's top three in the NBA to begin with. So maybe that'll offset Steph and Clay a little bit. I don't know how much, but if they could steal a game in the first two guys, it'll be interesting because it doesn't look like Durant's going to be available. You ready for this, though? This is the most intriguing part of it all. You know what the record in the last couple of years without Durant is for the Golden State Warriors?
Like 30-4.
27-1 in their last 28 without Durant. Crazy. So I just hope we get 5 or 6 games out of the West. I think the East, and I felt this way real early in the season, the top 4 or 5 of the East were going to be very good matchup of the West, and for the first time in 20 years matchup of the West. So I think the Eastern Conference Finals are going to be much better than the Western Conference Finals.
Joe, when the playoffs are over and we're on our way to the NBA Finals, what will be the storyline that's written about the NBA playoffs 2019? Will it be something like Kawhi's shot or his ability to kind of get Toronto over the hump? Will it be Giannis and his ability to kind of finally take over as possibly the best player in the NBA? Or will it be the same old story that we've seen before? Golden State Warriors, we want it all. Come and get us if you can.
Well, I think the Warriors will win. I don't think there's any question about that. What I like for our purposes here in the Big Easy, I like the fact that Milwaukee is a small market. It's not a big market. And they're proving you can't keep your own there because I don't think Giannis is going to depart. He still has a couple of years left on that 4-for-100 contract they gave him. But I like that aspect of it. The shot that he made is unforgettable. So that'll always stand out. That'll be... The one thing we'll all identify with is that 4 bounces on the rim.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe it's going to be the first team to three-peat since the Lakers of 2001 and 2000, 2001 and 2002 before they were supplanted in 2003 by the Spurs won it in 3 because I was there in San Antonio. And then in 4, the Lakers were shocked because that was the dysfunction going on there. At the same time, we remember certain things, to your point, though. In 2004, we remember Chauncey, Mr. Big Shot, and the MVP of the finals in the 5-game demolition of the Lakers. So there's certain things to me, though, the two things that are going to stand out, the shot, that'll mm-hmm. never be forgotten, and finally, your original premise, a three-peat for the Golden State Warriors.
Joe, question regarding Kawhi Leonard. Is it a foregone conclusion that he is out of Toronto, or depending upon if they make it to the NBA Finals, he will consider staying in Toronto on the east side of it? And then the other storyline on the western side of it, is it a foregone conclusion that Kevin Durant is actually out of Golden State?
Well, the Kawhi part, if they get to the NBA Finals, they've got a 50-50 shot. All right, because I saw the video of his uncle, who's his advisor, and so they have a chance to keep him. I don't think there's any question about that. But with the Kevin Durant, it sounds like he's ready. It sounds very much like he's ready. I'm not so certain on Kawhi, but if they don't get past Milwaukee, then I put the Clippers at a 90% shot over the Toronto Raptors, because guys don't realize every time the Raptors leave to go on a trip, they have to go through customs like we do, leaving. Now, when we arrive in the country, it's separate. We still have to go through, but it's the private side of the terminal. Mm-hmm. But when we leave there, and I mean, I was in line with DeMar DeRozan his last season there, and we were talking for a while because my son was the walk-on at SC, and his teammate DeMar is a wonderful guy, so mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it, though. That's what they have to do every time they leave. They have to go through customs just like the rest of them.
Wow.
I kind of want to maybe take that to a little bit of a different level with you, Joel, and it's the idea of how crazy do you think this NBA offseason is going to be as far as maybe player movement, or maybe even us believing that it's going to be a lot of player movement and guys pretty much staying where they are?
Well, I think there's going to be plenty of player movement, because I don't think it's an automatic that the young men are going to stay in Philadelphia, and that is Tobias and Jimmy Butler. So
I can't come on the mic.
I'm getting something in the background, guys. But the point is, I think there's going to be a ton of player movement. You've got about 15, 18 max slots out there. Not that they're going to all be used, but there's a lot of money out there this summer.
It's going to be fun to check this out. As we let you go, Joel, you're a voice. What was the better call, the Korean call or Kevin Harlan's call of the bounce, 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 and it waited for that ball to go down?
Yeah, you know what? It's a toss-up. It is a toss-up. I can't play favorites here because they're all broadcasters. I like both calls.
Oh, no doubt, man. It was fun to watch. It's one of those shots, man. The still photography, though, the still shots, they came from that, and seeing all the faces in the crowd and the players, it's incredible. And you think of that one bounce, that two bounce, the three bounce changes things. Changes things for the Sixers, changes things for the Raptors. It's incredible, man.
Yeah, for all of us, Gus, to tell you this, for all of us that love the game, these are high times.
Yeah,
love the game first. I can watch any game. I can watch a pickup game. And for all of us that really love the game, what's gone on with social media, and it has exploded. The NBA is so far ahead when it comes to social media and networking. These are lofty, lofty days. It's only going to get better.
Joe Myers, voice of the Pelicans, at Joe Myers NBA is the way to follow on Twitter. And, of course, throughout the season, there's a little saying as well, when football's around, you know him, of course, from Fox Sports New Orleans. Thank you for your time, and thanks for getting us ready for the lottery
tonight.
Thanks
so much, Joel.
Yeah, get a win tonight, guys.
I hear you. There he goes, Joel Myers.
The GOAT. That is why I said you can't do Joel.
Nah, I can't do Joel Myers.
No, you can't do Joel. I'm seeing
sound. Can't do it. You realize how much NBA, I mean, he called Lakers championships. I can't fathom the amount of NBA. And he knows it. I mean, but again, and one of the reasons I wanted him on today, you hear the excitement in his voice. You hear the hope of what this franchise can go. He's not going to blow smoke. He'll tell you they're in trouble. He believes this guy can get it done.
He made it clear just now.
And he looks at the possibilities this team can do. Dino, how many do you start on the court in the NBA? How many players?
It's five players.
Players.
That's it.
I need one or two impact guys, some guys, and you heard them, what you always say, hustle, loose ball guy. You can become a competitive team quickly if you get the right players.
And the small market stuff has been non-existent for a while.
By the way, did the Saints win the Super Bowl?
From OKC to Milwaukee, Toronto is out of the country. The Pelicans, let's not forget what that arena looked like when the Pels made the playoffs.
That's Dino. That's Brian. I'm Gus. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Behind fancy. Hey, pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is Dominic Impostato, councilman for Jefferson Parish and attorney at the law firm of Frisch, Ertz & Impostato. I'm a proud member of the class of 1997 from Archbishop Rummel. I wish the Raider baseball team and coach Nick Monica the best of luck in the remainder of the state playoffs and bring home a state championship to Archbishop Rummel High School. Wish you guys the best. Raider pride.
When the final horn blows at the Allstate Sugar Bowl, the action is just beginning as another jam-packed year of Sugar Bowl activity lies just ahead. With over 55 annual events, including all Louisiana High School State Championships, the Sugar Bowl's support of amateur athletics adds up to big fun and big dollars for our economy. From the Crescent City Classic to lacrosse, sailing, basketball, and more, the Sugar Bowl has something for most everyone. For more on the great things the Sugar Bowl is doing, log on to AllstateSugarBowl.org. Sponsored by Allstate Dynasty, Destination Management, and Dos Equis.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Everybody in studio, hands up in the air. There we go. Come on, nice and smile. If you're driving and you're listening, there you go.
Start spreading the news.
All right. I love it, baby.
I'm leaving today.
See you later, ED. We're good.
I want to be a part of it.
That's right. Hold up. That's all,
New
folks.
New York. New York.
Come on, Knicks.
You know, that's really why I was in New York last week.
Is that what you were doing?
Yeah.
Again,
trying to secure a place
for just tuning in and have no idea why we're celebrating. Jordan's been convinced for years that the draft lottery is rigged. You're convinced it's rigged.
Conspiracy.
Sham Sharania. The stadium, the athletics, lead NBA writer, he's saying that the Knicks, if they win the draft tonight, will then take the number one pick, who we all know will be Zion Williamson, and they will pursue a trade for Anthony Davis. And just after that, I don't know, five other stories, Bleacher Report, everyone's reporting it. Can it be a smokescreen? Sure. But we're going to believe it's true. That's right. Come on, Frank. That's right. AD's going to love it. Dino, you know AD, right? I mean, your uncle used to be his agent. He's going to love New York. Times Square. Just imagine big old picture
and
on Times
New York
Square.
Can't wait to embrace him.
Well, maybe not so much, judging by social media. But
no, him, I'm being facetious,
yeah,
of course.
Him and KD. I mean, come on. How great this could be, Brian? Huh? All right, Adam Silver. Good job.
I can see the Rocket Girls right now kicking
right
their
now.
Legs up.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Hey, a new Broadway musical from AD.
There you go.
Being the Brow. Yeah, hey, why not? Let's do it.
Yes.
All the, you know, free Metro cards forever. You don't even have to. You can get on the subway anytime you want.
Hey, James Dolan's already, what's $1,000 to go see a game? Make it three.
Maybe James Dolan will give him a spot in the band.
I mean, Spike Lee.
James Dolan in the brows.
Spike Lee with a fake union brow.
There
He's
going
to love it. Huh? Here we go. Come on, Frank. That's right. Come on, New York. So you're convinced the Knicks already won the lottery. Jordan's convinced that the Knicks have won the lottery.
Yeah.
It's I done. Love it.
Done it deal. Is because the accidental leaks came out.
Now, you know, this all can come crashing down if the Lakers win the lottery. Then they got a 1% chance of winning the lottery. 2%, I think it's 2. If, the let me Lakers? Tell you something. If they go from 11 to 1, I may not watch the NBA anymore.
Bro, it's still hilarious to me that fans were protesting an organization.
There
Do you know how bad you've become?
It's up to you, New York. Dun, 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 dun,
and with the first pick in the NBA draft.
That's right. Trade it, James Dolan. Trade it.
Actually, B was in New York giving James Dolan a thank you card for sending Zion Williamson.
Just saying. I took a couple of picks in front of Madison Square, dropped in.
Here's the problem. Dean already alluded to it. They may not be so happy for AD Spike Lee on SportsIllustrated.com. Spike Lee asking basketball god for Zion Williamson. Let me tell you something, AD. If you're listening, you're not. But if you were, you thought you had it bad here with the people giving you some business. First off, they don't want you there. Right now, Knicks fans don't want AD. They want Zion. Let me tell you something. That guy right there, Spike Lee, if he's already saying, I want Zion and not AD. Bro. Oh, that first game where he waits to the second half to get a rebound.
Like, oh no! Just wait until Joel Embiid drops 50 on his neck in a press conference afterwards. AD,
well,
there
won't be a press conference. Remember, he avoids the media when things don't go well.
Wait till the big cat goes to New York and gives him the business as well. Call Anthony
Towns. Oh, yeah, Towns.
Well, he didn't feel well that game, right? He probably had the flu or something.
Yeah. All right. He's got the flu. Fly on to New York.
And when Rudy Gobert comes and plays, my ankle's tender.
You know what? I didn't think about ankle's this till just now. Yeah. AD, KD, Kyrie. And Boogie.
Oh, there Boogie. There it is.
Who's beating that squad?
That's right. We can't forget about Boogie.
Zero doubt, baby.
The
resurgence 2.0.
Yeah, according to that second resurgence, he thinks they're playing again.
Yeah.
And question how many games they're all going to miss together.
Now, here's the bigger question. Who's taking the pay cut? Because they can't pay all four.
Hey.
Oh, well, AD doesn't have to opt in until next year. So he can be traded now. Doesn't have to worry about his Supermax.
They're going to pay
Kyrie and KD now. And then, of course, with Boogie, all you got to do is just give him $5 million. He'll do it.
Boogie.
That's an easy question. AD doesn't like money.
That's right. AD says it's not about the money.
It's not about the money.
There you go.
I mean,
Dino's just shaking.
Both Boogie and AD have shown, the ability to say they don't need the money.
Papa Dave is going to love him some New York, huh?
As long as he doesn't go to Boston, because Boston shows how they feel about him with Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, they don't win.
They're reneging.
Yeah. Well,
take a look in the mirror. Have you seen the New Orleans Pelicans deal? And what have you been doing?
Man, what are you talking about?
I don't want to be here. Come on, man.
800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in.
But no, this is really, there's a lot of energy and excitement about what's going on tonight. New York does get that number one pick. And the Pels literally are in the driver's seat. That's the question that was also asked. Can the Pels dictate the direction now? They most certainly can. And this will set the tone of David Griffin's tenure and where the Pelicans go going forward.
One of the funny sports sites on social media, you probably heard of it, World Wide Wob. You ever see this?
Yeah.
Okay. He changed his Twitter handle name to Zion Wobinson. Get it? So he went through the lottery teams and what Twitter will be like tonight based on that. Justin, get to you in about 30 seconds. Knicks, rigged. The Cavs win. Cheaters. If the Suns win it, Williamsons. Get it?
Yeah.
S-U-N-S.
Yeah.
The Bulls, Anthony Davis. I'll take that. I'll take that.
Ship him home.
Yeah, that's fine. Whoever wants to trade the first pick to New Orleans, I'm in. Hawks, dope. Wizards, Dwight jokes. Pels, karma. Grizz, RIP. Rest in peace. Mavericks, rigged. Wolves, Wiggins stinks. Lakers, rigged. Hornets, bowl time. Heat, need that jersey. And the 76ers, GD Sacramento. So that's what those fans will feel that way. If they win it, because I guess apparently Philly's pick goes to Sacramento. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. All right, Robert, you're on the On Deck Circle. Justin, you're up. Thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. What you got?
Hey, Gus. Hey, fellas. Long time listener, first time caller. I hear y'all talking about, obviously the Knicks and a couple other teams had the highest percentage of first pick overall, and the Lakers 11th or whatever. Where do the Pelicans stand in their percentage and chance? And say their number does come up, then where does that put everything with AD and all that?
Justin, their percentage is
6%.
If they were to win the first or second pick and then trade to get the – first off, you ever heard Andres Cantor or the soccer broadcaster that just goes, oh, that will be my show tomorrow? I will just yell if the Pels get the first and second pick overall. I wouldn't
so
know
where
what.
Does that, would AD want to still stay in?
It doesn't
the
matter.
Orleans, or would...
Let me tell you. I said it actually during a break, and these guys are sitting here. Justin, if the Pels win the lottery or get the second pick, and then trade AD to get the first or second pick, and they get the first or second pick, it doesn't matter. Well, first off, you'd trade AD to get one or the other. But if they win the lottery overall, like you're saying, Justin, dude, see, Dino, you did a reenactment of the phone
He's
call
still gone.
Of Anthony Davis to Mrs. B. How did it go?
Hey, Mrs. Benton, this is Anthony. I thought you guys were – hello? Hold on. Hey, Mrs. Benson. Yeah, this is Anthony Davis. I thought you and Mr. Griffin were coming up. Hello?
Yeah, exactly. Justin.
Dad. Can we check the connection?
Even with one more year on his contract, he would still fly the coop this year.
The fact that I don't know. I think he wants to be here. If he doesn't want to be here.
But would Griffin still? I mean, would he want to take that chance with 1 year with Zion, AD, Drew, and see what else other kind of players they could pick up?
No, I think what happens at best, if that's even a possibility, is that the Pelicans will trade him at the trade deadline. So they'll probably try to maybe do like they did last year when you saw him kind of play sparing minutes. They'll probably play him sparingly, get his value up, and then try to trade him to a wannabe contender at that time. But I don't see a scenario at all in which the Pelicans win the lottery and still keep Anthony Davis with the idea of only keeping him for 1 year. The only way Anthony Davis comes back at that point, he has to sign a long-term extension. And then you always have the possibility of year three Anthony Davis coming along and saying, I still don't want to be here.
And that's the thing about it is that, and that's the main crux of it all is the fact that he does not want to be here. So why would you want to risk your organization when you are in a position where you can change the entire culture with somebody who could be toxic on your basketball team and then still down the road decide, I don't want to be here anyway?
Right. No, I understand. I was just thinking if he sees the writing on the wall already, or maybe if not, if he says maybe you know I could give it a go for 1 year and just put up with it, if y'all put the parts around me, you know, maybe we can make a run at it.
I think he would have to have full commitment because if you listen to David Griffin's press conference, his introductory conference, he said it very clearly. You're either all the way in or you're all the way out. There's no 1 year, let's see what happens type of thing. One way or the other, Anthony Davis is either going to be a Pelican for the next couple of years or he'll be bye-bye playing for another team.
Yeah, he's got full commitment. That's a full apartment over in Soho that overlooks entire downtown Manhattan.
I've been there. Yeah, it's beautiful. Very nice place.
Yeah. You ever seen that article, Derek Jeter's place? It was the entire upper floor of a building.
Yeah, like three stories.
You can see every part of Manhattan and into the Bronx.
Yep.
Yeah, that's full commitment. I'd commit there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Justin.
Well, I appreciate y'all's answers, guys. I just, I didn't know if that would even be an option if we won.
I think basketball-wise, Justin, it's why he says you have to have them. You have to think of it, obviously, basketball-wise. But he also did say in the introductory press conference, you're either 100% in or you're 100% out. This is a non-negotiable. And I think the fact that it hasn't been said that he's open to suggestions, you haven't seen Screamin' A, you haven't seen Brian Windhorst, you haven't seen Chris Broussard, the clutch sports triumvirate, as I like to call him. The fact that none of those three men have, or Wojnarowski or Sham said, AD's having a second thought, he's not. You would have heard that already. You would have heard he's open to returning now that David Griffin's been hired. You haven't heard a single thing about that. As a matter of fact, he's been quiet. So I don't think that's a possibility. Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Robert, let's sneak you in here. What you got?
Hey, fellas. The first thing I would say is would be my dream scenario, and the only reason I'm saying my dream scenario because it hasn't happened, which I pray to God it does. But I would like for us to win the lottery and get rid of AD to whoever wants him so we can get the second pick and then get Zion and Ja Morant, and then you got the backcourt you want in Holiday and Ja Morant, and then you got Zion with Okafor, and with all that money you got, you overpay with all the money he's got. You overpay Tobias Harris, and you get him to come here. And the next thing you know, you got a five spot that can most probably play with anybody, wouldn't you think?
Don't get me excited. Don't get me excited.
Well, Robert's been doing some thinking. I keep saying this, man. All these people say
I'm
basketball.
I'm going all in. I'm going all in until about 7:45 when I find out the truth or whatever. And then I'll either cry or you'll hear me yelling from my house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Robert, I'm with you. If the Lakers win it, I'm not Jordan's doing the show tomorrow.
You know what? In all seriousness, if the Pelicans win the lottery, then the Smoothie King Center and the Superdome need to just put on a fireworks display because that's going to be the feeling I have inside if they can win the lottery.
Yes. Pray for us, fellas. Take care.
Thank you, bud.
Yes,
appreciate
sir. Take
it.
Care, Rob.
Robert, we'll hit this quick break, Dino and Brian, and we'll come back and we'll close out top of the hour. Right after us, it'll be Rummel and St. Paul. Rummel and St. Paul, Division One State Championships. What? Just go ahead and gloat. Fine. You beat us by one run. Congratulations. As he wears his St. Paul gym shorts. Good job. Good job, Jordan. Good job. Anyway.
I was just happy St. Aug finally had a baseball team to compete last year.
Well, there you go.
Hey, man. We got something to say about this. We've never had a baseball team. Ever.
You want me to talk about high school baseball?
High school baseball.
Okay. Good luck with that.
All right. Well, there you go. We come back. We'll close things out here. I'm excited. Dream scenario. We can wrap up on that here as well, too. Sports Hangover concludes next on ESPN New Orleans.
She stepped out of the rain.
Hi, I'm John Terrio, Archbishop Rommel High School class of 1979 and managing partner of Malcolm M. Dina's Certified Public Accountants. Our firm has been serving the Gulf South region for over 60 years. We assist our clients with tax compliance and auditing. We also serve as the CFO for many of our corporate clients. We have a specialized forensic accounting group that consults with attorneys on litigation matters. We are proud supporters of Archbishop Rommel High School and the LaSallian tradition. The mission is to educate each student according to the principles of the Catholic Church in the LaSallian tradition of faith, community, and service. Thank God Almighty, I'm a Raider.
You wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. So when it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? Bring your home and auto insurance to Allstate now and you can save big on both. You deserve someone that can assist you more. That's Allstate Stan. Are you in good hands? Call Allstate agent Eddie Corcoran, class of 79 at 504-469-6400. Subject to availability and qualifications, Allstate Insurance Company, Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, and Allstate Indemnity Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
I just got the most Stugat of good morning. This is what greeted me when I came in. Guillermo, get ready to put it on the poll. Yes or no to this. Stugat simply spits at me. I'm sitting here praying to the gods for some guy named Fairbear to get me 3 points so I can get a Texans push.
How we doing, man?
These kickers, get them out of here. All of them. All of them. Mason Crosby, you leave and take all of them with you.
Justin Tucker, you're basically the only one that can stay.
Maybe you too, Bailey. That's it.
Oh, Bailey was missing him yesterday.
The rest Bailey of you, was missing.
I know, but he gets one bad day.
Okay. Crosby does it, though.
Not that day. don't do that to Aaron Rodgers. What the hell, man?
The Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Screaming A on the future of the Knicks.
New York Knicks ain't going the second tier route. And I support that, by the way. They gonna go get Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, and people like that. If the New York Knicks can't get A-listers to come to New York, then they're just going to build through the draft. That's what they're going to do. And they're going to stay the course. And they've gotten okay. Steve Mills, Scott Perry, and those boys, they've gotten okay from James Dolan to do that. Because if you ain't going to land that box office attraction, if you're not going to land that superstar tier one dude that can fill the seats of Madison Square Garden with a degree of legitimacy we haven't seen really since Patrick Ewing has departed from New York, where does that leave you?
Bill Simmons. You know, he wants the Celtics to get AD, right? His thoughts on New York?
So here's the thing. I love basketball. And that's having true. The Knicks basically throw away two straight decades of the 21st century, nobody wins with that. This hasn't been fun. It's not fun to just not have a franchise in New York, which is basically where we are, where you have these fans that are so beaten down at this point that I shouldn't feel sorry for an entire basketball fan base, and that's kind of where I am. So you think, like, today, all the things that could flip where you have the Knicks would have hope again, New York would have a star again, we'd have New York Celtics back, we'd have, you know, the new MJ basically on the East Coast. All these things would be great. It doesn't really matter where he goes because I think we've learned – in the 21st century, you can become a star in Milwaukee. You can become a star in Oklahoma City. You can become a star in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. I get it. He can go anywhere, and that team's going to become fun to watch. But bringing the Knicks back, I think only he could do it or Durant. And if you put them on the same team together, now I'm scared.
Uh-oh. Didn't say AD. No, he's the Robin. Somebody would have to go play with AD.
Nobody
it's,
wants
it's not
AD.
Just AD. Well, I asked you earlier.
Nobody wants
who him. Would trade for AD? One quick final Bill Simmons on why he thinks MSG's in play.
I think that I've heard the Chicago thing as well. I just don't think you can even compare New York and Chicago because here's the thing with New York. No matter how bad they are year after year, there's always a guy who comes into the league who's really good, who everybody gets excited about, and it doesn't become official until they come to MSG and they're playing the Knicks and they're in front of those fans. It happened with Doncic. It happened with Giannis. It's like the final test of this guy's going to be somebody. Oh, now he gets to play in New York, and this is now a thing. And if you could have that energy that you have just when that game happened, and you have that now 41 games a year, plus all the playoff games. I mean, look, those Jordan Bulls games in 92-93 were some of the best playoff games we've had in the last 40 years, and partly because of the energy of those fans.
Dino, you love your hoops. Why is Madison Square Garden? You've heard LeBron talk about it. Jordan loved playing there, too. He loved to put up big numbers there.
The best way to describe it is that it is the mecca of basketball. It is the pinnacle of so many great players that have come through there, through the Rucker League. So many great players come out of Brooklyn, the Bronx. Was elevated when you had Earl of Pearl, when you had Dave the Busher, when you had Walt Clyde Frazier. It is the mecca. There's no other way to put it.
I think it's quite simply because, of course, it's almost like a Vegas fight night. You haven't done it until you've done it there. It's almost like a stamp of approval, rite of passage, whatever you want to call it. And I think it's because New York is the biggest city, the biggest media market. You know, it is the be-all, end-all when it comes to sports and entertainment. You do it there, it gets put on a different plateau. And, I mean, you haven't really solidified yourself until you've had a big game in a garden.
Look, at the end of the day, when you take a look at it, too, if you could bring them back to relevance and you could contend, I mean, I remember, man, those Bulls-Knicks games. I mean, Pacers, Knicks. I mean, when the Knicks are good, it is. You can feel the vibe in the atmosphere. The regular season games, man. I remember every time the Bulls went into it, but that was a different team, that makeup. You knew you were in for a fist fight, you know. And if you can – look, and I love the head coach there, and I think they can build – and if they do get somebody, but it's funny. Jordan was showing us pictures. New York Daily News, New York Post, they have priests praying with the headline, praying for Zion. It is going to be interesting if they do get the number one pick tonight. And they traded for AD. AD better be ready because I don't think everybody's going to be happy.
And they're not going to be happy. Also, you know, we were talking off the air is the fact that the media storm that you have to deal with in New York, AD started to have issues with the media here in New Orleans. New York is relentless. They are ruthless. So you don't show up. You don't perform at the highest level that they're expecting you to. You're going to get it.
Let me say this about New York fans. They've never been confused with being patient and or, you know, the most
understanding.
Exactly. So I think, you know, they booed Kristaps Porzingis. Yeah. And then they cried when he left.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're, the brightest fan, brightest balls in the room.
KD and AD aren't exactly the
just
two.
Just saying.
You know, guys that I would think, like a Giannis could handle that.
Like
you
they know? Don't have the toughest skin when it comes to dealing with situations.
I'll say this. Kyrie definitely does.
No.
Knicks fans are going to complain now.
Yeah.
But if they get Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant, I think that crying about Zion going out the door will cease immediately.
Yeah, because they'll have three guys who have proven themselves in this level and league already.
All right, final seconds here. Where do you think the Pels wind up tonight?
Five.
It can't be five or six.
Well, it's got to be four then. See, I thought five was as low as they could go.
Cannot be five or six. Nuh-uh.
So it's got to be four.
You're going with four. I'm going with four.
Pels don't move. They stay at seven.
Stay at seven. Mm-hmm. Jordan, the intern.
Yeah, give me seven. Stay at seven.
You know, thanks a lot for. No. Thanks for bringing us a downer. No, appreciate that. You really seven? Really?
That's what I do.
Who wins it?
Knicks.
I say Cleveland wins it.
You know what? Fight me.
Who you got?
That's why John B. Lyon went to Cleveland. He knew he had the number one pick.
Who wins it?
The Knicks.
The Knicks. All right. You know what?
CONspiracy.
What if the Lakers win it?
I turn off my TV.
LeBron has rigged it in Clutch Sports.
Dude, they'll call for a redo if the Lakers win. All right, Matt Muscone after further review is not going to be coming up because you got Rummel and St. Paul.